I don't think they ride steers.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think steers are manly enough.
No, but they ride, oh, shoot. Oh, my cousin would die if he could hear, because he's so aware of cattle and used to ride the rodeo. Broncos.
Well, do you know any euphemisms for the name for a male cow? Because there used to be euphemisms for it, too.
Hmm?
There used to be euphemisms for it, too, so that ladies wouldn't have to say this word.
Well, I know the word. Okay. Not a steer, not a cow, not a bronco, no.
Sometimes you hear it in the phrase, a Brahma.
Bull.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
See, I have to be reminded. I know the word, but I can't apply it.
That's okay.
Bull, yes.
A baby cow is a
calf.
Uh-huh. And a male sheep?
A male sheep is a ram.
Mm-hmm. And a female sheep?
A ram and a female sheep is a, well.
It's a letter of the alphabet.
U.
Yeah.
Y-E-W. I know how to spell it, but I don't know the word. Yeah.
And the word fowl. What does fowl refer to?
A bird or a fowl of...
any kind of bird?
No, I was just going to say a fowl. Would that be a chicken? A fowl. I've heard it on F-O-W-L. I'm just familiar with the word, but mm-hmm. I can't apply it.
Well, you're not a farmer either.
No, isn't that the truth?
And I'm not sure how farmers would apply it either.
No, but I've heard the word F-O-W-L, a fowl.
I think it's just a very general term, but...
I guess so. Mm-hmm.
And, let's see. A male pig is called what?
Ram.
That's also the name for a wild pig.
Boar?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. B-O-A-R.
Uh-huh. And
you can see I'm a school teacher, all the spelling that come out.
Yeah, you're good.
B-O-A-R.
A male horse that's used for breeding.
Is a stallion.
Mm-hmm. And a female horse is a...
Stallion and a female horse is a... oh, shoot.
Well, it's tough if you don't think about horses all the time.
Oh, I know, but, you know, that's so foolish here. Of course, if someone said, I'd say, oh, sure. But a stallion is a male horse and a, well.
It starts with an M.
With an M?
Uh-huh. Did you ever study French?
Mm-mm.
No.
I know French, but I've heard French. My daughter used to say that's the one thing that really fouled her up in college, French.
I was going to say...
Mare.
Mm-hmm.
Mare. M-A-R-E.
Yeah,
mare.
That's
right. Stallion and a mare.
And
see, I knew. Give me time. And I'll tell you something funny when you get through.
Okay.
About horses.
Well, the unbroken horse is called a...
Oh, an unbroken horse.
Mm-hmm.
A wild horse. Oh, shoot.
Well, that's another technical thing.
I've heard I know the word, but I can't apply it.
Would you call it a bronco?
Oh, yes. Probably so, yes. I've heard the word bronco, of course, but
well,
I wasn't.
What does bronco mean to you? What's the meaning of bronco to you?
Well, when I hear, I just think about a riding horse, a horse that's in a, you know, rodeo or
mm-hmm.
something like
mm-hmm.
that. That's what I think of as a bronco.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the cross between a horse and a donkey?